Blog Talk Radio.
Sounds of the Living Water Radio Show. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water Radio Show.
We teach the Bible from Genesis to Revelation. Preach the gospel unto the scattered nations. So many people are lost, it's time to be awakened. Come out of this world, it's ran by Satan. Through the Most High's laws, flee from things pagan. Understanding the word of Yah is really breathtaking. Under His love and covering is so amazing. Thank you each day, so now let's praise Him. Do things in unity, you and me. You wanna know what we talking about? Come and see. It's time to be deeply rooted up like a tree. You want the truth, it will set you free.
Sounds of the living water. Sounds of the living water, sounds of the living water, radio show. Sounds of the living water, sounds of the living water, sounds of the living water, radio show. Sounds of the living water, sounds of the living water, sounds of the living water, radio show. Sounds of the living water, sounds of the living water. Sounds of the Living Water Radio Show.
Shabbat Shalom, everyone. Grace and peace in Jesus. Hallelujah. Grace and peace. Grace and peace. Shalom. Shabbat Shalom, Israelites. Grace and peace. Amen. Amen. Praise be the Father. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Grace and peace. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. The Father's merciful. It's
yes,
another step. The Father's merciful. It's more. It's
another
step closer to the real one coming.
That's right.
Amen. And we all here to witness that. Amen.
Amen.
Well, grace and peace, everybody. Shabbat Shalom. This is the Brother Joe of Israel, the Commonwealth of Israel. Here with my lovely Rib, Reyes Serene, Israel. Shabbat Shalom.
Shabbat Shalom.
Shabbat Shalom.
Grace and family. Amen.
Grace and peace.
Grace and peace. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Well, tonight we're dealing with husbands, love your wives as Christ loved the church. And we ought to look at how, you know, God loved his wife. Mm-hmm. Then we know how to talk and respect our wives. Because this is the ultimate thing. Is because that we will be his bride. So we got to raise up the reflection of the bride.
Amen.
And those things is righteousness, and he's the king of righteousness. That's all he going to marry. That's all he going to recover.
Amen.
So we got to know how Christ loved the church and what is it that he did, and then we got to mimic those things. We got to walk like he walked. So, me getting into this piece already, I'm finna get it bad. But anyway, so let's get into this. We got a scripture for us, go ahead. Got those things.
Yes, sir.
Good. All right. Let's stand face Jerusalem. We're gonna open up.
Amen.
Brothers. We ask that we approach Father, that we uncover our heads, and sisters, please find something to cover your head as we go before the Father. So we go to the Lord.
Amen. Give ear, O shepherd of Israel, thou that leadest Joseph like a flock. Thou that dwellest between the cherubims, shine forth. Behold, Ephraim and Benjamin and Manasseh, stir up thy strength, and come and save us. Turn us again, O God, and cause thy face to shine, and we shall be saved. O Lord God of hosts, how long wilt thou be angry against the prayer of thy people? Thou feedest them with bread of tears, and givest them tears to drink in great measure. Thou makest us a strife unto our neighbors, and our enemies laugh among themselves. Turn us again, O God of hosts, and cause thy face to shine, and we shall be saved. Amen. May the Lord add a blessing to the reading of his word, Psalm 80, verses 1 through 7. In Jesus' mighty name we pray, amen, amen, amen. Amen.
Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this, our daily bread, and have mercy on us, and we have mercy on those that sin against us. Thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. In Jesus' name we pray. Heavenly Father, have mercy on our sins and allow us into your kingdom. Father, have mercy. And send forth both physical and spiritual gifts upon us. Father, have mercy on our teachers, our elders, and our brothers and their families. And Father, have mercy on them that don't know you, God, but delight in blessings because they see your light and kindness upon us. Father, have mercy on them and their families as well. Father, have mercy on our children and our children's children and their families. And Father, have mercy and give us a mind to see, eyes to see, and ears to hear, and a mouth to speak your word with wisdom, knowledge, and understanding, and the faith to perform it. And Father, give those that hear us a mind to see, eyes to see, ears to hear, and a mouth to speak your word with wisdom, knowledge, and understanding. And the faith to perform. In Jesus' heavenly name, we pray for your mercy and endure forever. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Okay.
Well, let's start this in Ephesians chapter 5.
Amen.
Ephesians 5. And see, Paul going to a part of the covenant in the spirit side of it, and he brought up Adam. And then he also equated Christ with Adam.
Amen.
They weren't talking about that. You don't hear Peter talk about that.
Amen.
He did. So there is an example of how God loved his wife when we coexisted.
Mm-hmm.
Let's look at those things.
Ephesians chapter 5.
And verse 1.
Amen. Ephesians 5 and 1. Be ye therefore followers of God as dear children, and walk in love as Christ also hath loved us and hath given himself for us an offering and a sacrifice to God for a sweet-smelling savor.
See, this is something that we can't do for our wife. We can only do this in righteousness. He did this for his wife to set his wife free.
Amen.
This is the only person that could pull this off because he's the only one that died and came back. Mm-hmm. So his wife became a widow the instant he died. Therefore, she was free to marry whoever. That is to say, him that came up in a resurrection. He set her free from her sin. He the only one that could pull that off. So we're not talking about those things. You know, even though we are a reflection of that. Some things, you know, the Lord will give us gift to work out. And it looked like it's almost impossible, then it worked itself out.
Amen.
That's the Christ in us. It, we don't have to walk on water.
that there's a witness that's got it in you. You know, it's the things that the Lord just put before you, and you just know that, you know, you just, that's the Lord.
Amen.
So read verse 2.
Amen. Ephesians 5 and verse 2.
Mm-hmm.
And walk in love as Christ.
Now, and walk in love.
Yes, sir.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
So Christ walked with his wife.
Amen.
So we ought to walk with our wife.
Amen.
You know, take her for a walk. You know, just go for a walk outside like the Lord did with us in the wilderness. And told us about those things that pertain to himself. You know how us guys like to talk about ourselves?
Amen.
You know how God was talking about himself with us in the wilderness?
Amen.
You know, that's what he said. Do those things. See if you can impress her like I impress my wife.
And walk in love. Amen. And walk in love as Christ also hath loved us. And have given himself for us as an offering and a sacrifice to God for a sweet smelling savor.
Skip down to verse 17 and continue.
Ephesians 5 and 17.
16.
Ephesians 5 and 16.
Yes, ma'am.
Redeeming the time because the days are evil. Wherefore be ye not unwise, but understanding. What the will of the Lord is.
See, we're not talking about doctrine. We're talking about what the will of the Lord is. What's the word of God?
Be ye not unwise, but understanding what the will of the Lord is.
Okay. That is the word of God. You want to know what the word of God says. You know, clicks come and go.
Amen.
You want to know what the truth is, because that's the only thing that's going to save you.
Amen.
So this is what we will be, you know, these are the things that the Lord is telling us to be about. Search him out.
Search him out.
Amen. And his will. Continue.
Amen. Verse 18. And be not drunk with wine wherein is excess, but be filled with the Spirit.
See, now, did he tell his wife she can't drink?
No.
See that.
Be not drunk with wine.
Right. But he's talking to his wife, right?
Amen.
But wait a minute. So he just told you that you and your wife can have drinks.
Amen.
Wait, hold that. Hold that thought for a minute. Go to 1 Corinthians.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, no, forgive me. Ecclesiastes chapter 9.
Ecclesiastes chapter 9?
Yes.
Amen.
Ecclesiastes chapter 9 and verse 7.
Amen. Ecclesiastes 9 and 7 reads, go thy way, eat thy bread with joy, and drink thy wine with a merry heart. For God now accepteth thy works.
So what are you upset about?
Mm.
Why your continence falling? Exactly. Continue.
Verse 8. Let thy garments be always white.
See, there go your righteousness.
Amen.
That's the garments of praise. He said, don't let them see you now. Don't let them see you naked.
Mm-hmm.
Don't let them see you in unrighteousness. That's what Adam and Eve, they weren't conscious of being naked, like physically. It was their righteousness was gone.
Amen.
Can you stand before God and you in sin or unrighteous? Exactly. Oh. So you will hide yourself.
Amen. Yes, I will.
Continue.
Verse 8, let thy garments be always white, and let thy head lack no ointment.
He said, take care of yourself.
Amen.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, go ahead.
Live joyfully with the wife whom thou lovest all the days of the life of thy vanity.
Stop.
Oh, thy vanity.
All the days.
It says, live joyfully with the wife whom thou lovest all the days of the life of thy vanity.
No, except for the Sabbath.
All the days.
Wait a minute.
All the days of thy life.
What's the definition of joyful?
Joyful.
Yeah.
It says joyfully, joyful, with great pleasure, with great happiness.
Wait a minute. So I'm supposed to enjoy my wife.
With great pleasure.
With, and what?
With great happiness.
And great what?
Pleasure.
Yeah, creative. Pleasure. Is that, I know that can't be it.
Oh, yes. It says pleasure. With
okay.
Great.
Great pleasure.
Great pleasure.
All right.
And happiness. Amen.
What do you say? Every day?
All the days of thy life.
Except for the Sabbath.
All the days of thy life, of thy vanity.
Okay, now that was it for pleasure.
Mm-hmm, joyful.
Okay. Joyful.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, continue.
Ecclesiastes 9:9, live joyfully with the wife whom thou lovest all the days of the life of thy vanity, which he hath given thee under the sun, all the days of thy vanity, for that is thy portion in this life, and in thy labor which thou takest under the sun.
See that?
Amen.
That's every day.
Every day.
That's every day. Every day of your life. I'm supposed to be in joy with you.
Amen.
He said, live joyfully, so I'm supposed to be in joy.
Great.
You dig? Oh, and pleasure.
And happiness.
And pleasure.
Amen.
And happiness.
Right. Amen.
Right?
Yes.
Okay, okay. Well, I just thought, you know, that this is what the Lord told us, you know, how we ought to be with our wives. You know, we can drink with them and then go live joyfully. Hey, you know what I mean? Pleasurably. Ain't nothing wrong with that.
Great pleasure.
Great pleasure. Thank you. Thank you. Right. He did say that, didn't he?
Amen.
All right. Let's go back to that Ephesians chapter 5.
Ephesians 5?
Yeah, and we left off at.
Ephesians 5 and verse 19?
Yeah.
We were in 8. You want me to go to Ephesians 5 and 19? Okay. Ephesians, oh, sorry, baby. I'm in Ecclesiastes. That's my fault.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I apologize.
Okay, let's read that 18 again.
Okay, so Ephesians 5 and 18?
Yes, ma'am.
Ephesians chapter 5 and verse 18 reads, and be not drunk with wine, wherein in excess, but be filled with the Spirit. Speaking to yourselves in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing and making melody in your heart to the Lord.
See that? Ain't no wrong with that.
No.
You know, and everybody don't sing the same gospel songs. We all got our own groove, whatever.
Amen.
You know, I didn't grow up with gospel music in my house. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
You know, as my roots being a Jehovah Witness, those things wasn't there like that. But my gospel music was like Earth, Wind, and Fire. To me, that's the greatest gospel band ever.
Amen.
I said band. The greatest gospel band ever is Earth, Wind, and Fire. Hands down.
Amen.
So that was my kind of gospel music. Stuff like that, I would pull that out, you know, and get things that meant things. And this is that, you know, you singing in yourself, you know, you finding your way to sing unto the Lord.
Amen.
You know, all the birds don't sing the same. You know what I mean? They got a different speech.
Yes, they do.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Continue.
Ephesians 5 and 20. Giving thanks always for all things unto God and the Father in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Submitting yourselves one to another in the fear of God.
Ooh. Why? Whoa. He said this, giving thanks always for all things unto God and the Father in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Are we giving him his full honor? Because that's the Father. And then it says, submitting yourselves one to another in the fear of God. Now, are we bringing up the spirit of emulation? Or are we humbling ourselves to one another in the fear of God. Continue.
22. Wives, submit yourselves unto your own husbands as unto the Lord.
Oh, to the priest.
As unto the Lord.
As unto the bishop.
As unto the Lord.
As to the pastor.
Wives, submit yourselves unto your own husbands as unto the Lord.
Ooh. God took himself out that loop.
Mm.
He said, submit yourself unto your husband first.
Mm-hmm.
As unto the Lord. So however you treat your husband, that's the way you treat God.
Amen.
Because he's in his image. See how quick we got in idolatry.
Mm-hmm.
Just like that. Continue.
23.
Mm-hmm.
For the husband is the head of the wife, even as Christ is the head of the church.
See, the 21st century Western world don't want women to believe that. That's part of your liberty that you do. That'll set your mind free if you actually coexist with those things. Instead of rebelling against them, nothing good come out when you do rebel against them. So if you coexist with those things, then you have to try the spirit to see what will happen.
Amen.
See if any good gonna come. Obviously, there must going to be something coming out of it. He's telling us to do it. Not to be Western. This is an Eastern mindset. This is contrary to the world that we was born in.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
So we got to think like God. If you're going to love the Lord, you're going to love your wife like you love the Lord, or the Lord love his wife, you got to understand he's not talking about here. This world here have no idea about the God of Israel and his relationship with his wife.
Right.
And they can care less. But those whom it may concern, these things are important to us because we understand that that's our relationship with God.
Mm-hmm.
So he talk about them things. So when we take heed to these things, then we can relate ourselves to you, the wife, right?
Amen.
Okay. Continue.
Ephesians 5:25. Husbands, love your wives even as Christ also loved the church and gave himself for it.
See, now he said, now husbands, love your wives as Christ loved the church. Well.
Oh, babe, did I skip 24?
Did you?
It seems like it. Actually, can I read 22? And then
okay.
Let me do that again because I feel like I skipped something.
Go ahead, read that again.
Ephesians 5:22.
Okay.
Wives, submit yourselves unto your own husbands as unto the Lord. For the husband is the head of the wife, even as Christ is the head of the church, and he is the savior of the body.
Stop. Where's the power? Where's the power? You see the power? Power is in you submitting
to the head
yourself. Yes, that's the real power. That's the true strength. That's completely contrary to this Western mindset.
Amen.
You're talking about rebuking all sorts of devils. If we take heed to this verse, manifold legions of devils by submitting to that scripture.
Hmm.
Continue.
Amen. Oops. Therefore, as the church is subject unto Christ, so let the wives be to their own husbands in everything.
In something.
In everything.
So there is no way a woman can go talk to a pastor concerning her marriage without a husband.
Mm-hmm.
That should be unacceptable. And any man that would listen to a woman without her husband is not thinking in the right way.
Amen.
So, for he said to the wives to be to their own husbands in everything. Mm-hmm. In everything. That's the absolute.
In everything.
Now, that's your strength. That's your power. You have to choose if you can walk in this or you're Captain Marvel. Yeah, you could be that. Everything is contrary to this. You could be their Western idol. Or we can live like God and learn how God loved his wife. He's teaching us. There it is. If we Israel can't gave our honor to the God of Israel like this, we're still in the land. We're still in the land, hands down, we wouldn't be here in the Western world having this conversation, talking about, you know, days going by. Continue.
Verse 25,
mm-hmm.
Husbands, love your wives even as Christ also loved the church and gave himself for it.
See, we can't be afraid. You know, we got this thing about being hard. You know, we got this thing that we got to be hard. Yeah, you can be a man without being hard.
Mm.
You know what I mean?
Amen.
'Cause Jesus was all man.
Amen.
And he talked to everybody. So we got to be like him. Was he walking around like he was hard?
No.
But he was all man. We got to be like him. We got to live and walk like he walked with everybody.
Amen.
Continue.
Amen. Ephesians 5 and 27.
Mm-hmm.
That he might present it to himself a glorious church, not having spot or wrinkle or any such thing, but it should be holy and without blemish. So ought men to love their wives as their own bodies. He that loveth his wife loveth himself. For no man ever yet hated his own flesh, but nourishes and cherishes it, even as the Lord the church. For we are members of his body, of his flesh, and of his bones.
When you come up in a resurrection, that's exactly what you are.
Skeleton?
Yeah, right there. We are members of his body, of his flesh, and of his bones. That's what the angels are envious about.
Mm.
They don't have what?
Skeletons.
Mm-hmm. We do. The difference between the spirits and God and us in the spirit is that God and us have a skeleton. They just flames of fire.
Right.
They don't have a skeleton. That's why they can shape shift. Yeah, that's it.
Amen.
We can't. We have a skeleton. Continue.
Amen. Verse 31. For this cause shall a man leave his father and mother and shall be joined unto his wife, and they two shall be one flesh.
See, now he invoked Adam.
Amen.
Because Adam said that. He the one that gave this commandment, right? That you're supposed to love your wife above your mother and father.
Amen.
And that y'all supposed to be one flesh above all things.
Everything.
You notice even God excused himself out of that conversation.
Amen.
Read on.
31 again. For this cause shall a man leave his father and mother and shall be joined unto his wife, and they two shall be one flesh. This is a great mystery, but I speak concerning Christ and the church.
See, the mystery is that Christ gave himself for his church, just as Adam gave himself for Eve.
Amen.
He could have let Eve die.
Amen.
But that's a great mystery. So we got to give ourselves for our wives. And a lot of times it don't mean you got to go and take a bullet and stuff like that. Sometimes you just suffer the losses for righteousness' sake. You know, like, you know, you got an argument coming, and it's like it ain't even worth it.
Amen.
You already know the end result, right? Mm-hmm. Let's look at that. Let's go to Genesis chapter 18.
Amen.
Genesis 18 and verse 1.
Amen. Genesis 18 and verse 1. And the Lord appeared unto him in the plains of Mamre, and he sat in the tent door in the heat of the day. And he lifted up his eyes and looked, and lo, three men stood by him. And when he saw them, he ran to meet them from the tent door.
This he happened to be our forefather, our great-great-grandfather, Abraham.
Amen.
God came to sit down to talk with him. How about that for you?
Amen.
You know, that's like not a light conversation that God took the time out to come down and sit down at your doorstep and talk with you, with two angels. By the way, continue.
He ran to meet them from the tent door and bowed himself toward the ground. 3, and said, My Lord, if now I have found favor in thy sight, pass not away, I pray thee, from thy servant. Let a little water, I pray you, be fetched, and wash your feet, and rest yourselves under the tree.
See, now that's how you're supposed to treat your husband when he come in from work.
Amen.
You see that? Because Abraham is the Lord's wife. So you see how he's taking care of his Lord, of his king, or his husband, dare we say, being a bride, right?
Amen.
Look what he's doing. How many women have it in themselves to wash their husband's feet when he come in from work?
I do.
Is it in you?
Yes. Is it? Are you a witness?
Yeah, I'm a witness.
Okay.
Yeah, I've seen that.
You experienced that?
I've seen that.
Okay.
Yeah.
A few times?
Quite a few times.
Okay. Amen.
But that's a good thing. But that's what I'm getting at. That's what a wife would do for a husband.
Amen.
And that's what Abraham was doing. Now, look what else she's doing. Look what else. Pay attention to this walk. Continue.
Verse 18:4. Let a little water, I pray you, be fetched, and wash your feet, and rest yourselves under the tree. And I will fetch your morsel of bread, and comfort ye your hearts. After that, ye shall pass on. For therefore are ye come to your servant, and they said, So do as thou hast said. And Abraham hastened into the tent unto Sarah and said, Make ready quickly 3 measures of fine meal, knead it, and make cakes upon the hearth.
This is hot water cornbread right here. So, you know, not cornbread. You know what I mean? It could be flour. right?
Amen.
However, this is not leaven.
Amen.
Continue.
Fine meal.
Yep.
Verse 7, and Abraham ran unto the herd and fetched a calf tender and good and gave it unto a young man, and he hasted to
How
dress it.
How long did this take?
Everything's being rushed.
No.
Hasted.
Look.
Ran.
He just gutted a cow. Skipped it.
Hey, some people do that quick, you know.
Wait a minute, but how long is it going to take for this calf to get cooked?
Hey, that was back in the day, so they have better, they
but
didn't have
But they still,
days,
they couldn't eat it raw.
Right,
but
look
the
way they did the fire.
They had to bleed
it,
they had
right,
to skin it, they had
right,
to debowl it, then they had to put it on the fire and
yeah,
bring it.
So they had a
What time did he
fire.
Come to his house?
Amen.
And he started all this up because this wasn't, this took a minute. So God and Abraham talked about a lot of things while that food was being cooked.
Prepared.
While they talked about a lot of things
Amen.
That we have yet to hear. God willing, we see Abraham in the kingdom. He'll tell us about
him. Amen.
But anyway, what God wants us to know right here is that he's dead. He's going to eat with Abraham, right?
Amen.
So what do you do with your wife?
What do you do with your wife?
You sit out and you eat and talk to each other.
You're supposed to, but I see a lot of people on their cell phones.
Ain't no cell phones over
TV.
Here, Genesis chapter 18.
Nowadays, you don't see a lot of people talking to each other. Even when they go out to dinner, me and you.
Well, then, you know what we do, and we're guilty of that, too. But you know what? Sometimes we do leave our phones in the car.
We do leave our phones in the car when we go eat.
Yeah, not all the time.
The majority of the time.
That's what I said.
Yeah.
But anyway, this is, you see what he's doing, though?
Yeah.
You see, he says sit down and talk, eat, talk. And eat good, right?
Amen.
Eat a fatty calf. Don't be all stingy. Don't be like Mickey D's. Really eat something. Work for you. Worthwhile.
Amen.
Right? Okay, read on.
Verse 8. And he took butter and milk and the calf which he had dressed.
Why is all of this stuff all of a sudden bad for our health?
Well, butter.
Because that sounds so good right now. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Butter on hot bread. You kidding me? It just came off the stove. Read on.
And he took butter and milk and the calf which he had dressed and set it before them. And he stood by them under the tree, and they did eat. And they said unto him, where is Jack?
So the God of Israel got an appetite?
Yes, he eats.
He got teeth.
Mm-hmm.
He could taste.
Mm-hmm.
He got a belly.
Yes, sir.
That means
no navel. No, just kidding. That was Adam.
He got a pooper.
Oh yeah, he does have a pooper.
He gotta have a pooper.
Very really.
He do eat bread.
Okay.
And then you wait a minute. It gotta go somewhere.
Right.
And it's a law. If you poop, you scoop. You're supposed to keep a paddle on your back and you cover it up.
Right. Amen.
So you're still going to have pooping in the kingdom.
Wow.
I mean, I don't see why you wouldn't. It just won't be smelling.
Oh, gross.
Because it won't go through blood.
Amen. Nobody has ever taken that to thought, are you going to be shitting in the kingdom?
But it will come to thought when you're sitting here and you're talking about he's eating and drinking in the kitchen.
Right, but I never thought about that. Oh, we're going to be using the bathroom.
But it's a natural thing.
Amen.
But he's here with Abraham right now eating, right?
Yes.
He's eating. People act like God don't eat, like he don't chill.
Mm.
This is what he's doing. He's sitting down with our grandfather just like this.
Amen.
You know how you are. You just got through pulling the food off the grill, and you all looking at it like, so how is it? You know. And they ate. Read on.
Verse 9. And they said unto him, Where is Sarah, thy wife?
That's for us, because they already knew. Watch this.
And he said, behold, in the tent.
See, that now see that shows that the women weren't, you know, Sarah wasn't out there sitting amongst the men.
Amen.
So, sisters, your husband got friends over, you're not supposed to be seen, because something could be said that could be offensive, and then before you know it, it could be bad blood quick.
Amen.
So, the best thing to do is excuse yourself if there's no other sisters present.
Amen.
That's what Sarah did. That's why they asked this question, because God already knew what she was. You know how I know?
How?
Read on.
Amen. Verse 10. And he said, I will certainly return into thee according to the time of life. And lo, Sarah, thy wife, shall have a son. And Sarah heard it in the tent door, which was behind him. Now Abraham and Sarah were old and well stricken in age. And it ceased to be with Sarah after the manner of women.
See, so she ear hustling, right?
Mm-hmm.
She ain't too far. And she had went through menopause, right?
Right.
Okay, so she don't have any more eggs.
Right.
So those things is past, right?
Right.
Okay, so now she what? At verse 12.
Therefore Sarah laughed within herself, saying, after I am waxed old, shall I have pleasure?
What?
My lord, being
what?
Old
what?
Also.
What? Wait a minute. Should I have what?
Pleasure.
What is pleasure?
Great pleasure, joy.
Joy, exactly. And what are they talking about? Sex, the joy of sex or pleasure.
Lovemaking.
Every day.
Every
day. Right. Of your life.
All of the
life. All the days of the, exactly.
Of identity. Every day.
Dang, just like that.
Yeah. Not in the morning and night.
Sometimes at lunch. Read on.
13. I need some water, babe. And the Lord said unto Abraham, wherefore did Sarah laugh, saying, shall I of a surety bear a child which am old? Is it anything too hard for the Lord? At the time appointed, I will return it to thee, according to the time of life, and Sarah shall have a son. Then Sarah denied, saying, I laugh not, for she was afraid. And he said, nay, but thou didst laugh.
See, he knew she was in a tent because he reading her mind.
Amen.
So that was for us. For us to know that, hey, sisters, if you, the daughters of Abraham and Sarai, you're not in the mix.
Mm-hmm.
So, what did he officially show us? That the husband can read your mind?
Really?
Yeah. Your husband can read the wife's mind, because that's
right.
What he just did. No. So, is that possible?
Yeah, you read my mind the other day, and I was cracking up. I was about to lie and said, nope. Nope, I didn't do it. I'm saying, now why are you gonna lie? You know he know. And you asked me and I said, I was gonna say no, but I said, yeah, I did. I do. Yeah, I do that.
You see how that set you free?
That was funny because my first thought was to tell you no.
I know.
And I said, why in the heck did he ask me that question? Where did that come from?
To see if you would say yes. Try the spirit.
Yeah, you did, didn't you?
Yeah, that was a good guess.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, I experienced that, so it's true.
Well, anyway, let's go back. Watch this. Read verse 13.
Genesis 18:13?
Yeah.
Genesis chapter 18, verse 13 reads, and the Lord said unto Abraham, wherefore did Sarah laugh, saying, shall I of a surety bear a child which am old?
Wait a minute, who are you talking to?
Who is it? Jesus talking to?
Yeah, who is it?
Abraham.
Wait a minute, about who?
His wife.
What did he just tell him?
What do you mean, what did he just tell
him? What did he just tell Abraham?
that his wife laughed?
Where?
In her mind.
So he just told his, he just told Abraham what?
That he can read your mind.
That he would let, he would, yeah, that you can, that I would tell you what's in her head.
That he would allow, he would tell men what's in their wife's
head. Exactly.
Oh, amen.
Because he can read minds.
Amen.
So it's only fair.
We're creating his image.
Yep.
Amen. I could see that.
So as soon as you had that lie sitting at the tip of your tongue.
It really was. I'm going to tell you no.
I'm already there. I already got the book of life open.
Oh, God. That's why I was like, oh, no, I better tell you because I can't.
Oh, my goodness.
I know. That was horrible.
Thought.
Yes. I wanted
anyway.
To tell you no.
But anyway, we don't. We don't. Watch this.
So verse 14.
Mm-hmm.
Is anything too hard for the Lord? At the time appointed, I will return to thee according to the time of life, and Sarah shall have a son. Then Sarah denied, saying, I laugh not, for she was afraid. And he said, nay, but thou didst laugh.
So, brother, what did the Lord just show you?
What did he just show you?
Man, if the Lord, if she's not going to give it up to the Lord, you can forget about it. So don't even try to win that. Sometimes you just got to let it ride. Just, all right, that's that.
Okay, but I can get some water.
Did you see that?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
She going toe to toe. She already knows she busted in her head.
Yeah.
You busted in your head. What are you talking about? You still gonna lie?
Yeah.
How busted can you be?
Because she was afraid.
How busted can you be that you busted in your own head? And you still gonna tell a lie?
Yeah.
But then the Lord said, hey, all men are liars, right?
Amen.
Even your grandmama. Your grandmama tell you a lie. Sometimes. But that was something, though. I mean, you know.
That's funny, because I sure did the other day. I was about to lie.
Mm-hmm.
That's not enough for nothing. Just why
that,
I was
you see that spirit?
I know.
It's
but
a spirit.
Like, why do I want to be in denial?
No, you can't be in denial, because then the spirit gets stronger. And when you resist it, that's like I said, that's your strength. You see it?
Mm-hmm, it
see the fun. Recovery?
Mm-hmm.
It was a low lift, it wasn't. You thought the yoke broke. Should do that more often.
What?
Yeah.
Like I'm just this liar. Like I lie all the time. What? You should do that.
No.
More.
You know what? I'm back in Ephesians chapter 5.
Okay.
I'm talking about the reverence.
Okay. Amen. Amen. Okay. You clean that up well.
Right.
Okay. I got it.
Okay.
Reverence.
Okay. So now, watch this. Watch this. Read on.
Verse 16.
Hmm.
Genesis 18 and 16. And the men rose up from thence.
See that?
Mm-hmm.
So why are you sitting there arguing with her?
And the men rose up from
just got up and left. You did lie. I'm in your head. What are you talking about? Instead of going back and forth, just get up.
Amen.
Rotate. Move around.
Amen.
And those sisters in there arguing. You're not going to win that conversation because if Sarah was going to give it up and she get in her head with God, you ain't got a chance.
Mm.
So move around.
Amen.
She know you right. You ain't got to push the issue. What you going to do? Make her say you right? That ain't going to happen.
Men do. They be trying.
You know what's worse? Is that she know you right, and that's the end of it. Oh, my
yeah.
God. Because he going to keep pushing the issue.
Yep.
Anyway. So you know, he just got up and left, right?
Mm-hmm.
There wasn't no back and forth.
Mm-mm.
Okay. Now, read that again. Read verse 15.
Amen. Genesis 18 and 15. Then Sarah denied, saying, I laughed not, for she was afraid. And he said, nay, but thou didst laugh. And the men rose up from thence and looked toward Sodom, and Abraham went with them to bring them on the way. And the Lord said, shall I hide from Abraham that thing which I do? seeing that Abraham shall surely become a great and mighty nation, and all the nations of the earth shall be blessed in him?
See, now, this is the other thing. That's how the Philistines got to Samson.
Through his wife.
Through his wife.
Mm-hmm.
Because she hold his secrets.
Mm-hmm.
She hold his strength. The only way this world can get to you is through your wife.
Mm. Amen.
That's why they try to access her through you and drag you into their filth. Do you see it?
Amen.
So he says, shall I not hide this thing from Abraham? This is what you don't. You don't hide things from your wife. You don't hide nothing from her. It's nothing to hide. She shouldn't be hiding from you.
Amen.
That's against the law. That's against nature. That's against everything that's in the marriage, that you start hiding shit
from each other, yeah.
That's when it becomes bogus. In fact, let's look at that. Go to Genesis chapter 2.
2?
Yeah, Genesis 2. Let's see what Adam had to say about that. Genesis chapter 2 and verse 21.
Genesis chapter 2 and verse 21. And the Lord God caused a deep sleep to fall upon Adam, and he slept. And he took one of his ribs and closed up the flesh instead thereof.
See that? The Lord caused a deep sleep to go fall upon Adam. See that?
Mm-hmm.
That deep sleep is death.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? So now, he brought forth who? His wife, which is what Jesus did.
Amen.
So he is the first Jesus, or Jesus is the second Adam.
Amen.
See it?
Mm-hmm.
Continue.
Amen. 22. And the rib which the Lord God had taken from man made he a woman and brought her unto the man.
See, she don't have a navel. She don't have a navel. She didn't come out of a placenta bag or anything like that. Adam don't have a navel. God don't have a navel. You know what?
Jesus did.
Well, he does now. that will join us to the blood eternal, his navel.
Amen.
But this is that thing. Read on.
23.
Mm-hmm.
And Adam said, this is now bone of my bones and flesh of my flesh.
See? We put on him. In the end, we're supposed to put on Christ. We're supposed to become like him.
Amen.
Created in his image. When a man and a woman come together, she put him on. Now, what happens is that a lot of times you see older people look alike,
mm-hmm.
because they actually turned into each other.
Amen.
But they're supposed to. That's what happened with us with Christ. We're supposed to turn into God.
Amen.
So this is that thing. This is that reflection. This is the love that we're supposed to understand that God has for us, that we're supposed to demonstrate it with our wives so they can understand it coming to their glory.
Amen.
Where are we?
I just read, I think I'm on 23.
Continue.
Verse 23, and Adam said, this is now bone of my bones and flesh of my flesh, and she shall be called woman, because she was taken out of man. Therefore shall a man leave his father and his mother, and shall cleave unto his wife, and they shall be one flesh. And they were both naked, the man and his wife, and were not ashamed.
No. Look up the word naked.
Okay. naked. naked, a person or a part of the body without clothes on. Nude, bare, in the nude, stark naked, nothing on, stripped, unclothed, undressed,
now,
uncovered.
This is the first thing we would think, right?
Mm-hmm.
When you first read the story. That'll be your first idea, right?
Mm-hmm.
Now, but it's a spiritual nakedness that mm-hmm. comes in, it comes in as well. Continue.
Of something such as of feelings or behavior.
See that? So I'm not supposed to be ashamed of my feelings or my little quirks or anything around you. It's just who I am. You love me for who I am. I love you for who you are.
Mm-hmm.
That's all to it.
Mm-hmm.
Continue.
That was it on that, babe.
Hmm?
That was it on that. I did it for my phone.
And look up naked, ashamed.
Ashamed?
Yeah.
So ashamed says embarrassed or guilty because of one's actions,
see,
characteristics, or association.
See, this is what happens when you start hiding and lying and all that stuff. Then you become ashamed. And then you become naked. What else?
It says afraid, slow, hesitant, loath, unwilling, reluctant, adverse, reluctant to do something through fear of embarrassment or humiliation.
So we take on all them devils.
Mm-hmm.
All because we won't humble ourselves. But then that's why we can't live in deceit. Because now you look at all the devils you just opened up the door to. You hear all of that? When you live in deceit, when you live in and your marriage is based on secrets and lies,
mm-hmm.
you hear all those devils you just opened up the door to. So how is it that your marriage is going to have a chance?
Ooh, great question. Amen.
If you let this type of infiltration in your house, not long in the battle, but in your house, it's already there. So how is it going to stand?
Amen.
Out the gate.
Amen.
You know what I mean? Because the war was divide and conquer. I get to the weaker vessel. And if I get to the weaker vessel, then I get a hold to the future.
Amen.
Which are the children.
Mm-hmm.
And then what else I do? I remove the head. Therefore, I can control the lack of discipline. So they reflect more of me instead of him.
Right.
And that's what happened. So all of this right here, God is showing us, if we follow him, then we will be him.
Amen.
And in the end, he'll accept us. But we can't be him and still be of this world.
Amen.
Because he's going to destroy her. In fact, go to Revelation chapter 17 and 1.
Amen. Revelation 17 and 1.
18 and 1.
18.
Mm-hmm.
Revelation 18 and 1 reads, "And after these things I saw another angel come down from heaven, having great power, and the earth was lightened with his glory. And he cried mightily with a strong voice, saying, Babylon the great is fallen, and has become the habitation of devils, and the hold of every foul spirit, and a cage of every unclean and hateful bird."
See, that's what's in her, and that's what's in
oh
the people.
God. Wow.
So this is why we got to be careful of the things. This Western mindset is full of this.
Yep.
Yes.
Hold on everything.
And we're not listening. We're so busy trying to be Westernized.
Wow.
And we're missing that these things is covered in the wickedest of spirits.
Mm-hmm.
That's why when you read now, their solutions bring more devils.
Mm.
They add this. They antidote the ills. And you get a pill that got 20 to 30 side effects. You know, those are extra devils. Like, oh, man, it just get bananas. Invoking. All we have to do is follow the Lord. He'll heal all your ills if you just become obedient. Just be obedient. No guilt, no rush, no nothing. You don't have to hide your face from God. You ain't got to be ashamed of nothing.
Amen.
Okay. Let's go to Revelation chapter 19.
Revelation 19?
Yeah.
Amen.
Revelation 19.
And 1. Revelation 19 and 1. And after these things, I heard a great voice of much people in heaven saying, Alleluia, salvation and glory and honor and power unto the Lord our God. For true and righteous are his judgments. For he hath judged the great whore, which did corrupt the earth with her fornication.
This is why you got to come out of her. This is why you can't sit up here and take part in this Western mindset, because the Lord is going to call you a what?
Great whore.
A great whore. So all that, when you got to be, like when you're in the stranger's land, you got to be as a stranger, though you don't. If that's the case, then I can go and buy me a basket of shrimps right now. That's what I'm saying. Well, we got this full-fledged movement against, what they call that, polygamy nowadays. Why pick that fight? Leave that alone. That law was written before the earth was even created. That's a part of the word. Leave that alone. That's a law. Continue.
Verse 3. And again they said, Alleluia, and her smoke rose up forever and ever. And the 24 elders and the 4 beasts fell down and worshiped God that sat on the throne, saying, Amen, Alleluia. And a voice came out of the throne, saying, Praise our God, all ye his servants, and ye that fear him, both small and great.
Where did the voice come from?
The throne.
Yep. So his throne can talk.
And a voice came out of the throne.
Out of the throne.
That's what it says.
Guess what? The throne was there before the earth and the heavens was created.
Amen.
So where did he create it from? It got a mind of itself. It got a speech unto itself. Where did it come from?
Amen.
He was on it when he created heaven. So where did that thing come from? That's just one of those things that make you just scratch your head.
Amen.
But anywho. We got to read this, though, baby.
Read what, babe?
Continue.
Oh, Revelation 19 and 6.
Mm-hmm.
And I heard, as it were, the voice of a great multitude, and as the voice of many waters, and as the voice of mighty thundering, saying, Alleluia, for the Lord God omnipotent reigneth. Let us be glad and rejoice and give honor to him, for the marriage of the Lamb is come, and his wife hath made herself ready. And to her was granted that she should be arrayed in fine linen, clean and white, for the fine linen is the righteousness of saints.
So she going to be presented to who?
To the Lamb.
No.
To Jesus.
Well, yes, yes, and no.
To the Lamb, to Jesus.
Okay, that's 3 guesses and no. Okay, go to Hebrews chapter 7 and 1.
Hebrews 7 and 1.
Yep.
Okay, babe.
Hebrews 7:1, for this Melchizedek.
That's who she's going to be presented to.
King of Salem, priest
uh-huh.
of the Most High God.
Uh-huh.
Who met Abraham returning from the slaughter.
See that? That was him that sat down and ate with him. Read on.
For this Melchizedek, king of Salem, priest of the Most High God, who met Abraham returning from the slaughter of the kings and blessed him, to whom also Abraham gave a tenth part of all, first being by interpretation king of righteousness.
King of what?
King of righteousness.
King of what?
King of Salem.
Bone of my bones, flesh of my flesh. So she had to be arrayed in what?
Fine linen.
Which is what? The righteousness of the saints.
Amen. King of righteousness. And after that.
See, you got to reflect me.
Yes.
I don't even supposed to reflect you. You're supposed to turn it to me.
I see that. Amen.
Anything aside from that is contrary to the spirit and the natural order of things, or it's upsetting the creation.
Amen.
Anything contrary to that.
Amen.
When it comes to the word of God, and those of us that say we're in the word, those things are contrary to the word. That's a Western mindset. The Lord said that's a whore spirit.
Great whore thing.
Thank you. It's a great whore spirit. Mm-hmm. So we got to be careful with that.
Amen.
All right?
Amen.
Okay, so we're not trying to meet the Lord as a whore.
No.
We want to meet him with the righteousness of the saints. That's
Amen.
That thing that Adam and Eve, remember they were naked? That's it. That's what we don't want to appear before God naked.
Amen.
Amen. With that being said, we want to thank everybody for their time. We hope we edify someone. We want to be back here again tomorrow morning. What are we going to be dealing with tomorrow?
What?
It's a pop quiz.
The pop quiz.
Death
yeah.
in the second death.
Nope. Nope.
Well, let me think.
Something to do with heaven, with God.
Just getting warm.
Something to do with God.
Yep.
How to approach God?
No. You was right there.
I was right there.
You was right there.
It was something about God.
Yep.
I don't know.
You need a hint?
Yeah.
Okay. Change. Yeah.
How man becomes God.
That is.
How does man become God?
Man created to become God.
Oh, man created to become God. I knew it was something about God.
Yeah.
Man created to become God. That he changed it, Sister Mary, so you were right, but he changed at the last minute.
What?
It wasn't
I knew you was pulling my leg.
Yeah.
No, I'm doing that Sunday.
See, I know you changed it. So he changed his mind. He said he's going to do that Sunday. So you weren't all the way wrong. I just want to let you know that.
Thank you.
Uh-huh.
Well, no, you was right there. You
she wrote it down. I know she was like, I thought I wrote it down. No, he said he's going to change that to Sunday. So. Okay.
You know, sis, I hope somebody else got them notes because I didn't get none of the notes. And,
You got the, you don't have the notes, but we got them on the radio show.
No,
and we
didn't
got
even
them
type them in.
Yes, I did.
No, you didn't. Oh, on that one.
No, I did the one you and Isaiah did. You didn't do it Sunday. We couldn't get into block.
No, that was Friday. That was Friday night. We did
Friday.
Death for that. The dead, where are they?
Mm.
That's what you did. The dead, where are they?
Right. And, We didn't have any. I didn't have no script for that.
No, yeah, you did do that off the top of your head.
So, Sister Mary, if you got the scripts, you're the only one to have them.
Okay.
All right.
I got them.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
I'm glad somebody was keeping record.
Amen.
Anything else, Ben?
No. Oh, yeah. And Sunday we're going to go part two on the dead. Well, that's not it. Death is where the dead is.
Mm-hmm.
That's it. Okay? So that's Sunday. Death is where the dead is.
Amen.
Okay? All right. So with that being said, we want to thank you.
Any
questions, comments, prayer requests?
Testimonies,
words of encouragement.
For someone.
We love you guys. I love you guys.
Oh, we love you too.
I love you too. We love you too. Amen.
Amen. Thank God. Thank God he allows us to see another Sabbath.
Amen.
Man, the Lord.
Yes, he is.
Yes, he is.
Amen.
More than what we give him credit for.
I know that's right. We don't even give him credit.
Not like we should.
He's worthy.
Amen.
Yes,
We'll give the people of this world credit before we get the God of Israel.
True. That man tore up his TV because He tore his TV up with a golf thing.
I thought it was a bat.
Yeah. Oh no, it was a golf.
Oh, okay.
But, you know, praise the games and other things. You know, you should be that passionate about the Father.
You know, huh?
You should be passionate about God. I mean, he was going off.
Because of a game?
Because of the Super Bowl game, his team lost. He went and got one of those golf clubs and went and he got a big screen TV and the family was like, ah!
No, babe, it wasn't the Super Bowl. The Bears lost because...
Oh, well, it was a football game on and the man went and tore up
his
TV.
That's why he went there.
Oh, because the Bears were supposed to go to the Super Bowl and they didn't because of the kicker.
No.
What?
They just lost the game and it was a stupid loss and they did all that and the dude was... Really?
They did all that just because they lost the game. I thought it was about the Super Bowl.
No, it was. It was not for him.
Anyways, that was just plain foolishness.
Yeah, people are just, I don't know.
That's why you don't give your heart to Babylon.
Amen.
You know, and like I said, man, you know, listen to some music. I don't, you know, whatever kind of music sets your mind free, that's up to you. You know what I mean?
Said, brother, you can find out how to praise the Father in any of that music.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
You know what? I didn't realize how much that light rock that we call, you know, how a lot of those songs was gospel songs.
Yeah.
I did not know that. The most songs they were singing back then, or the Afternoon Delight sort of dig, that was all gospel stuff. I was freaking out. I was like, what? They don't sing about the Lord no more. They don't even let them on the radio like that. You got one road, and that's through gospel music. You don't get to be on a radio station like this.
Amen.
But back then, it was on almost every radio station.
Yeah.
Singing about the Lord.
Well, that's all right, though. They'll figure it out in a minute.
Amen.
There's going to be a lot of people going to be singing out to the Lord, and it's not going to be what people think. The normal venue where people think the Word of God is not going to be there.
Nope.
The real venue right now is being created.
Amen.
That's where the Word is going to rest at.
Hallelujah.
The beach is already there. So, everyone, want to thank everybody for their time.
Amen.
And we hope and pray that we edify someone.
Amen.
And as we say here at the Sounds of Living Waters, please do what?
Read your Bible.
Read your Bible. Amen.
That's right.
Amen.
Read your Bible. Amen.
Amen.
Sounds of the Living Water Radio Show. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water Radio Show.
Teach the Bible from Genesis to Revelation. Preach the gospel unto the scattered nations. So many people are lost, it's time to be awakened. Come out of this world, it's ran by Satan. Through the Most High's laws, flee from things pagan. Understanding the word of Yah is really breathtaking. Under His love and covering is so amazing. Thank you each day, so now let's praise Him. Do things in unity, you and me. You wanna know what we're talking about? Come and see. It's time to be deeply rooted up like a tree. You want the truth, it will set you free.
Sounds of the Living Water, Sounds of the Living Water, Sounds of the Living Water Radio Show. Sounds of the Living Water, Sounds of the Living Water, Sounds of the Living Water Radio Show. Sounds of the Living Water, Sounds of the Living Water, Sounds of the Living Water Radio Show. Sounds of the Living Water, Sounds of the Living Water, Sounds of the Living Water Radio Show.